This is Cassie from The Junction. I'm joined by the cast members of the Plasticine Men's Keepers, which will be performed in J2 Theatre tonight. I'm joined by Fionn, one of the lead members, Lawrence, musician, and Martin, another lead of the show. So welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Just a couple of questions to ask you. First of all, obviously, you're a relatively young company, and you took Keepers to the Fringe for the first time last year. And we were just wondering, what would be your advice to young theatre companies or young theatre makers for the Fringe?
I'd say that maybe the first thing to say is you need to really believe in your show. The show is at the heart of the work that you'll be taking there. You need to feel like you can defend it fully, because Edinburgh is quite an animal in terms of getting press in when that happens, and you need to feel like the piece that you're there with is something you believe in very strongly, and then on top of that there's a whole marketing side, and maybe Fee could talk about that.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, God, Edinburgh is such a beast, and you have to do it right, because you are going to lose a lot of money if you don't do it right. I mean, it's a simple case, and you need to invest, you know, first of all, have to fundraise to get the money to invest in what you need to do, but do it all right. Take no corners. You know, if you've got the money, get an advert in the programme. Get exactly the right space for the show at the right time for your show. Get really good flyers and get them out as soon as you get there. And if you've got the manpower, flyer every day. It's the best way to get people in, to meet your audience. Push hard as soon as you get there with your marketing and get people in, first of all. And then if it's a good show, like Martin says, go with your best show. Don't go because you want to do it for fun. Go with the show that is going to do it. Then once people see it, it's going to snowball and people are going to come in and you're going to make your money back. But just do it right and get lots of help and support from people who've done it before. The marketing team of the venue, make good friends with them. Make sure they're working for you. They're on your side. Work hard to get a good press release. Get the press in the first week. You know, get them in as soon as you can. Get the reviews out there. Get the staples onto your flyers. You know, I can go on. It's a sort of, it's a beast of a task. But be up for it. Be sure it's the number one thing. And then if you're doing it, do it all out. Don't cut any corners.
Yep.
Something else just to add in quickly.
Go for it.
But I think it really helps to generate hype. So just briefly, that your backstory before you arrive in Edinburgh, I think, is also really important. Yeah. So that's just something else to chuck in.
Yeah. Sorry, just a couple more questions. Obviously, you're coming towards the end of your tour. How has it gone so far on your first tour of Keepers around the country?
Really well. Really, really well. Yes, I mean, this is the second tour. We did a little pilot tour about a year ago, but this is the first full-out national tour since we were in Edinburgh last year. And we've been very pleased with audience numbers, and audience responses have been really nice. So we're really happy, with how it's gone.
And how does it feel to come back to The Junction? Because obviously you scratched Keepers here back in 2009. How has the show changed since then? Has it changed much? Or?
I'm here. So, this is my first time at The Junction, so excited to play the space. But we've developed the show a lot since then. Now it's fully incorporated with live music on stage, which is performed with the two actors. So there's a kind of audio set design going on. So it's a much more integrated piece, I would say, in terms of the movement and the sound and the text, which has all been worked on.